HSE boss Paul Reid and officials from the National Cyber Security Centre are to brief the Taoiseach and senior government ministers this afternoon on the latest information on the cyber attacks on the HSE and the Department of Health. Micheál Martin will be joined by Tánaiste Leo Varadkar, Green Party leader Eamon Ryan, the Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly and Justice Minister Heather Humphreys. The Tánaiste said this morning that he didn't believe that other government departments had been affected. The assault on the Department of Health, he said, was intercepted early and wasn't successful. Across the country, though, the impact of the attack has been felt by patients and their clinicians in the form of deferred appointments, difficulty in accessing files, delayed diagnostics, and in some cases, the shutting down of vital medical equipment. Let's get a picture now of what's been happening in hospitals and hospital groups across the country. We can talk first to Colette Cowan, who's CEO of the University of Limerick Hospital Group. A very good afternoon to you, Colette Cowan, and thanks for taking our call this afternoon. Now, your group covers the University Hospital in Limerick, the Maternity Hospital in Limerick, Nina Ennis Hospitals, Croom Orthopaedic and St John's. What's the picture? What's been the impact for you and those you're serving of this attack, this cyber attack?
Yes, thank you for the call. We were able to run all our clinics Friday and today. However, we'll be making significant cancellations from today for the rest of the week. The rate limiting issue is access to diagnostics such as x-rays and bloods, and we have to ensure that we provide safe care to our public. We will continue to do all our time critical cases in emergency care. We'll be contacting any time critical patients and letting them know that they are, if they are to attend tomorrow. I should say all our emergency services are open, namely our emergency department, our injury units, our emergency maternity services. We'll still continue to provide chemotherapy. However, one should expect significant delays in the emergency department. It has been a long weekend. We recognise our staff who once again stood up in this crisis and have done significant work to manage and work around. However, our view is that we now need to cancel scheduled care and move carefully through the rest of the week to ensure safety of patients. And we do understand our patients will now be inconvenienced, and we'll try and work through this as fast as possible.
One important area, of course, is diagnostics. Have they been affected?
And they most certainly have. Access to CAT scan, MRI, x-rays to being able to read the reports, and equally access to blood results. It's difficult in the sense that everything has to be written manually, signed off, checked. There's a lot of staff now running as runners between departments carrying the blood results, whereas previously we'd work off the IT systems iLab that we'd be able to see very quickly in real-time results. So that is rate limiting to what we can do. Access to radiology is very important for surgery, as you can imagine, to provide that care. So we have to take all of the risks into account and manage carefully through it.
So what then are you saying to people, to patients who have appointments over the coming days, or perhaps are due for hospital admission for elective procedures?
I would say that all care is cancelled, all scheduled care is cancelled, and we will call you if we can schedule you as time critical work, but if you don't hear from us, your procedure is cancelled.
Have you had access to private healthcare facilities? We know that Paul Reid was saying earlier today that those have been called on.
We have one facility in the Midwest, a private hospital, the Bon Secours, who do a lot of day surgery. We have reviewed our list. We are looking at time-critical cancers to see what the window of time is for treatment, and we will outsource to the private sector if required for any time-critical major emergency case that we need to get done.
What's going to be the impact if this is to continue over a number of days or even weeks?
Well, the impact isn't significant because once the systems, even in the next few weeks, get rebuilt and stood up, we will have to check every data line to ensure that the data has integrity and that it's correct. There'll be a lot of retrospective work that will have to be done and teams stood up to ensure that the data we have collected now, which is on temporary charts and manually written, will all be uploaded onto the system. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a significant project of work that we'll have to address and deal with over the next coming weeks and months to ensure that we have data integrity going forward.
So treatments that have already been delayed as a result of COVID could well be further delayed. There could be a cumulative effect here.
Well, yes, and the treatments will be delayed, definitely. We're hoping in this week that we'll just have cancellations for this week. We will stand up services as quickly as possible once it's safely to do so. But this virus is significant. It will infect systems, and we just have to protect it at the moment. So it's a daily review with the crisis management team here in the hospital group, and we want to assure our patients that we will move quickly to ensure that they get their care and treatment, and we'll outsource if necessary.
Very good. Colette Cowan, CEO of the University of Limerick Hospital Group. Well, let's move now to the Saolta Hospital Group and to its CEO, Tony Canavan. Now, your group, Tony Canavan, covers a wide area of the west of the country, University Hospital Galway, Merlin Park, Port Uncula, Roscommon, Mayo, Sligo Hospitals, Letterkenny. And what's the picture across the range of hospitals for which you have responsibility?
Well, as Colette has described, all of our clinical systems, including radiology, laboratory, cardiology, all of those systems are down, and they have been since Friday, as well as all of our administrative systems, including patient administration, email, payroll, finance and so on. All of those systems are down. And I think part of the difficulty is that while those systems are down, we don't know how long they will be down for, and we don't have a time frame yet that we're working to for their return, and that creates a difficulty for us.
We'll be hearing about the impact on radiological services in the eastern and midland area in a moment, but what about where you are? What's been the situation in relation to chemotherapy and other vital treatments for cancer patients?
Since the weekend, we've been giving a message out to patients that we are cancelling all elective procedures, all outpatient appointments, all endoscopy, radiotherapy, and so on for this coming week. The reason that we're doing that is to try and make sure that people get the simple message that that unless they hear from us, that their appointment has been cancelled. Now, that does have implications in terms of accessing diagnostics, including radiology, as you described, but also in delays for people's care. So radiotherapy is a key part of the treatment for cancer services, and there will be delays associated with that.
And it's obviously concerning because very often these can be time-critical procedures.
That's true, and I suppose our hope is that this current difficulty will be short-lived, and we're assessing that every single hour and every day to try and make sure that as soon as we can that we get systems back up and running again, and as soon as it's safe to do that. But again, as pointed out earlier on, this is a further delay on top of delays that patients have already experienced associated with COVID-19.
And are there private hospital facilities that you've been able to turn to?
Yeah, we have an ongoing relationship with three private hospitals, all of them in our region, and we continue to work with them, and they're helping us to share the burden of patient care at this time. And again, depending on how long this goes on for, we may well have to talk to them about how they can support us in this too.
What's the situation in relation to maternity services?
Yeah, so the only exceptions are, we have three exceptions that we're continuing to provide, are doing our best to provide normal care. And one of them is maternity services, one of them is hemodialysis, and the other one is chemotherapy. So as much as possible this week, we're going to try to provide normal service in maternity, in hemodialysis, and in chemotherapy. All other services, we're saying to patients that your appointment has been cancelled unless you hear from us.
All right, Tony Canavan, CEO of the Saolta Group, thank you for talking to us. Well, the country's largest cancer radiation service, the St. Luke's Radiation Oncology Network, has had to postpone hundreds of appointments because of the cyber attack. The network, which is part of the Dublin Midland Hospital Group, treats around 300 cancer patients a week. The director of the service, Dr. Claire Fall, has been telling me about the impact of the shutdown.
Cyber attack has led us to shut down our machines, we heard very early on Friday morning, and we've been unable to treat patients from that time. Now, we do have contingency in place, so we were able to send our emergency patients out to the private sector, so the Beacon Hospital and one of our own consultants were able to treat those on Friday, and all of those were treated on Friday and over the weekend. We also were able to get access to our list of patients, and we have the list available with their phone contacts on all of our patients. So we are contacting patients directly regarding their treatment plan. And we also have, if patients are concerned, which I'm sure they may be, we do have a central number, which I'll give you now, that they can call, which is 01-406-5000. So we do know our patients, these are cancer patients, we know our patients very well. If anyone is unwell, I would ask them please to contact us, come into our three centres. We have medical teams in place, you will be reviewed, and we'll also give you our latest update on our plan. So I know patients will be worried that they've had a break in the treatment, and I would like to reassure them that having a small treatment break is not going to impact on their outcome. We have protocols in place and we're able to add additional treatment at the end, and so the overall impact will be negligible, if at all. So just to reassure patients, we've been working right through the weekend. Our physics team, our IT, and our clinical engineering have been working all weekend to try and get our radiation machines isolated from the HSC network and up and running. We're hopeful that we'll be able to get back treating this week, and obviously we'll be in contact with patients directly with respect to their treatment plan.
And Dr. Fall, the shutdown has affected both the machines which deliver the treatment and your records, all the information that's necessary for...
Luckily, we were able to... We have a record system called ARIA, and we were able to isolate ARIA, and it has not been affected. So we have access to our patient lists and their numbers. That's why we're able to contact our patients directly. So that's been a great assistance to us in managing this cyber attack.
Now, you say that people shouldn't be alarmed, that in most cases or in many cases a short break in your treatment program isn't going to be an issue, but people will be concerned that if this is prolonged, if it goes on for further days or even weeks, that the implications for their treatment plan could be much more serious.
Yeah, well, we're working on that. We don't have a solution right now, but we were working on to minimise that as much as we can. And we're, as I said, we're hopeful that we will get our machines back up and running this week. And as I said, all of our efforts would be to maximise the treatment outcome for patients and minimise this disruption. We have access, as I said, to the private sector for emergency care, and we can use that if necessary also.
And that's Dr. Claire Fall. And the number she gave for St. Luke's Radiation Network is 01406 5000. The St. Luke's Radiation Oncology Network, 01406 5000, for information for patients.